Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome to the History AI podcast, where the past comes alive with facts, anecdotes, and a dash of humor. Here are your hosts, Chuck and Marco.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the History AI podcast. I'm your host, Chuck.
And I'm Marco. You know, Chuck, the irony is palpable. As we're set to drop this episode, we're staring down the face of a tropical storm set to hit us in the morning.
Oh, the timing. It gives us a very real sense of what the people of Galveston might have felt, albeit with the advantage of more advanced warnings. It's amazing how one event can change a city's trajectory, isn't it, Marco?
Absolutely, Chuck. There's an eerie resonance. Today, we dive deep into a devastating chapter in American history, the Galveston Hurricane of 1900. It's a story of nature's fury, human resilience, and the evolution of disaster preparedness.
All right, Marco, set the stage for us. What was the situation leading up to September 8, 1900?
The summer was like any other. Galveston was a bustling city. In fact, it was Texas's largest and a significant port. But one thing was missing: advanced meteorological equipment. The U.S. Weather Bureau, today's National Weather Service, did exist, but their tools and knowledge were limited.
Were there any warnings?
There were, but they were late and underestimated the hurricane's severity. On September 4th, the Weather Bureau reported a tropical storm west of Cuba. By September 7th, it was reported to be moving west-northwest, which should have taken it away from Texas. Warnings were issued, but they didn't capture the hurricane's intensity or its direct threat to Galveston.
So, Galvestonians essentially woke up to a surprise.
By the morning of September 8th, the sea level began to rise and wind speeds picked up.
By 12 noon,
the hurricane was undeniable. Heavy rainfall, winds of about 60 miles per hour. Streets began to flood. People sought higher ground.
Around 4 p.m.,
the situation was dire. The entire island was under several feet of water. Winds had intensified to more than 100 miles per hour. Many structures began to collapse.
And by 8 p.m.,
darkness, fear, and confusion. Galveston was in the eye of the storm. Winds reached up to 145 miles per hour. The storm surge was around 15 feet.
Let's hear from some survivors.
Isaac Klein, the city's chief meteorologist at that time, had his own harrowing tale. He wrote, "The sea began to invade the city, the roaring of the wind, the crashing of the waves and the flying timbers, made a pandemonium."
Clara Barton, founder of the American Red Cross, arrived in Galveston to help. She described the scene as a city in ruins, its streets choked with debris, its people in a stupor of despair.
It's estimated that between 6,000 and 12,000 lives were lost, making it the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history.
In terms of property?
Nearly 3,600 homes destroyed, city infrastructure severely damaged. In today's terms, the damage was estimated to be over $700 million.
Before we continue with the aftermath and resilience of Galveston, let's take a quick break for our sponsors.
When the world hits hard, hit back harder with Strike Force Energy. The zero sugar, zero calorie, power-packed energy drink additive that fuels your adventure. Just a quick squeeze turns any drink into a relentless power source. Perfect for your workout, your hike, your life. Ready to strike? Visit StrikeForceEnergy.com, use coupon code UTSALAX24 for an explosive 20% off your order. Strike Force Energy, unleash your potential. Strike Force Energy, fuel the fight within you.
Now, Galveston had to rebuild. But how did they ensure this tragedy didn't repeat?
The Galveston Seawall. Constructed after the hurricane, it was a 17-foot-high barrier against future storm surges. They also raised the city's elevation using sand dredged from the Gulf.
That's engineering at its finest.
The Galveston hurricane changed a lot. It spurred advancements in meteorology and led to the establishment of the National Weather Service.
It's a reminder of the power of nature and the importance of preparation.
Well said, Chuck.
Thanks for joining us today, listeners. We hope this deep dive gives you a new appreciation for Galveston's history and resilience. If you like this podcast, please share with a friend.
Until next time, stay curious.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.